If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why are you on coffee?
Because I am really hungover today. I've got a two-day hangover.
A two-day hangover?
Oh, it's the worst. Since I've got a bit older, since I've reached 25, I'm suffering so bad.
You've had it for years then, have you?
Shut up.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Much to William's displeasure, Jordan has no filter, and some of you may find what follows a tad offensive. If you think you can't handle it, press your pause button now.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we... the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions. I actually can't see straight.
What do you like me to do?
No, I'll be fine with that. No, because if I don't do the talky bits, what am I? This is just your podcast.
Oh, welcome to that realisation.
Right. Answering your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how many pints is acceptable to drink the night before work? Good one.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, very appropriate. And is it ever acceptable to walk around town with your shirt off? No.
Good. Oh, well done.
No.
I thought you'd be a yes man there.
In Burnley in the summer, there's always some bloke with a fag in his mouth, a can of Stella in one hand and a Staffordshire Bull Terrier in the other, and his top off.
Your father?
Really bad tattoos. And of course, what should you do if you've sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not. I'm more tawny owl, you're more great tit.
I don't know what a tawny owl is.
It's a white, you know, an owl. It's a type of owl.
Cuckoo.
A wise old...
Cuckoo. Oh, no,
cuckoo?
That's a pigeon, isn't
twit,
it?
Twit-twoo, I believe.
Twit-twoo.
Is an owl noise.
Yeah, I quite like that.
What's any it? Ornithologists listening, please correct us.
Say that again.
What?
That
I'm more tawny owl, you're more great tit.
Any what listening?
Ornithologists.
Don't they look after your feet?
It's a chiropodist.
What's an ornithologist?
Oh, what?
Ornithologist. I don't know.
You're one of those occasionally. But, ornithologist.
Yeah.
People that look interested in birds.
Oh, right.
I believe that's correct. Let me just look it up on my luxury iPad.
I think that's what you call a lad, someone that's interested in birds. Wee!
That's inappropriate. Ornithologist.
Oh, God, he's... Gene Devers, if you're listening, he's got a new...
A person who studies or is an expert on birds.
Oh. Wee, I'm a bit of an expert on birds myself, mate. You call me an ornithologist. Wee.
Now, look, you know, actually, that was very good, that tawny owl great tit thing. I think that was quite a fun one.
I think... Did Ben write that?
Ben did write it, actually. Normally, I do them. Yeah. Ben does a couple of them. Sometimes they're not as strong as we would like. So if you want to write your own, Gene Diva, if you want to submit, just pop it on an iTunes review and we'll read out the best ones.
That's a great shout. Yeah,
if that's how we'll see.
If we've had... Think of the good ones we've had before. I'm more tawny owl, you're more great tit. I'm more Lacoste, you're more low cost. That was another good one. I'm more Buckingham Palace, you're more Crystal Palace.
Yes. I'm more Balmoral, you're more immoral.
Yeah, then. Sort of so if any Gene Divas, if you want to do that, then I don't know if I can face having a gin and debonair. Shall we pour one?
Well, tough.
Let me smell it first.
Smell it?
Yeah, because that's how you get your body ready for it. Oh. I'm going to have air at dog.
Come on.
Okay.
Who are we toasting?
Oof, do I have to do... Right, this is Hair It Dog. I might down it in one.
Ooh, I wouldn't.
Okay. Who should we toast?
Well, it was Mothering Sunday, or as you'd call it, Mother's Day, a few days ago.
Who calls it Mothering Sunday?
People of sound mind.
Okay.
So why don't we toast to our mothers? And indeed all the mothers out there.
Yeah, that's a great one. To Wendy, and what's your mum called?
Sarah.
Is your mum called Sarah?
She is.
Ah. To Wendy and Sarah.
Wendy and Sarah.
And all the mothers.
And all the mothers.
All the great mothers. Oh, excuse me. I am absolutely hanging out of my arse today.
The things I could say, but won't.
Do I look rough? Be honest.
I've seen you look better.
I do look rough.
I've seen you look better.
I showered this morning. I was brushing my teeth, and I was in the mirror, and I was just like, "Oh, you look like shit." Yeah, I do.
Well,
2 day hangover. Have you ever had a 2 day hangover?
I've never had a hangover.
Have you not?
No.
Yeah, surely you have.
I promise you, I haven't.
You drink a bit more now than what we used to. When you used to, because when we first met, you never used to drink, did you?
No. Well, then I met you.
No, yeah.
I was forced to the drink.
That is true. You've really started drinking since we met, haven't we? Mm. I even had a diorolite this morning.
A diorolite?
A what?
A diorolite.
Them.
That's for like if you've got diarrhoea.
No. Bit of a Wendy North trick for your ear. And listen, G and Divas, get your pens out. If you are rough, have a diorolite.
Diorolite.
It sorts you right out because the vitamins and everything in a diorolite for when you've got the shits. If you have it when you're hungover, it's one of them and a black coffee, a couple of aspirin, you'd be right. If I didn't have that today, I'd still be in bed.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Have you got any hangover tips? What would you suggest for hangover?
Don't drink.
No, don't be like that.
Okay, what do you drink? Because I believe hangovers mainly happen when you shift from one type of alcohol to another.
Do you want me to be honest? Okay, on Saturday.
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 Pick that tea up off the floor.
Saturday.
Yes.
I was on the Guinness. So I probably had about six, seven pints of Guinness.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and then...
I had a sip once of it and I felt a bit woozy.
Is it Guinnesses or Guinness?
Don't concern yourself with grammar at this late stage, Jordan.
I had seven Guinness. What is it? It
sounds like a form of currency.
Is it Guinness?
Guinnesses, I believe.
Is it? It's not, yes. Guinness. I think you're wrong. I had seven Guinness and then I got on the train.
Yes.
And the train was delayed. So I got some cans and one of those little miniature bottles of wine.
A miniature bottle of wine?
Yeah. So and I'm not boasting.
Gosh, you're very middle class, aren't you?
I really am. I'm not boasting I drunk this wheeler, but I am and I'm suffering. And now I'm on gin and the bonnet. So if you're hungover and you're in work, I think it's polite to tell people you're hungover. What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't tell clients that. Like
work colleagues, because you look, it, for me, it brings down that
I'm
barrier.
I'm just feeling a little below par, is how I'd probably phrase it.
Yeah, I'd just be like, look, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a bit rough, because everyone's been in work. I'm a bit rough today.
Well, no, because if you're being paid to do something, you need to come in and
your boss. You don't say your boss, but you're like, look, I'm a bit rough, so they know you're hungover.
But what happens if your colleague wants your job? They might use that against you.
Where do you work?
Well, I'm freelance.
Suits.
Self-employed.
Mad Men. It's not like that where I work.
Now, we're having gin and de bonnet. It was so funny because yesterday I was mincing around London, going off to meet my friend George. And I thought, I passed various places I've bought luxury munchettes in the past. Yeah. And I thought, I haven't brought in any munchettes yet.
You've not brought in any munchettes, have you?
So I thought, well, after I see George, I'll go and get something. Well, hold the front page. George lives in Chicago. He's an avid G&D diva, and he is also a master chocolatier. And look what he has all the way from Chicago made for us. These are exclusive. You cannot get them anywhere else. Gin and de bonnet chocolates.
No way. Shut the front door. That is amazing. Are they actually gin and de bonnet chocolates?
They are gin and de bonnet chocolates. We shall try some now. I haven't tried any yet. I've got several boxes of these.
He brought several boxes?
He made these himself.
Oh, did he?
You can't get them anywhere else. Veruca chocolates, and we'll put them on our Instagram.
Oh, wow. Can I get stuck in?
Hang on, let me get ready. Right, let's try our Veruca chocolates, gin and de bonnet,
Are they handmade?
Don't wait for me. Yes, of course they're handmade.
They're like them Strawberry Dream College Street.
Don't. George spent hours doing this.
Yeah, I don't mean that bad. Quality Street are nice. They're real nice. It's like the...
Can you taste the gin under Bonnie?
Mm-hmm. Can I have another?
Yep.
Mm. My morning's getting off to a right start. I've had leftover pizza and gin under Bonnie for...
You had leftover pizza? But it's early morning.
Yeah, I know. But I had a pizza last night. I ordered a pizza.
What are your toppings?
I got a meat feast. And
how about the pizza?
Shut up. I got a meat feast, wedges and nachos. And I watched Moneyball, a Brad Pitt film.
Moneyball?
On Netflix.
Like a bad version of Thunderball.
And it was the best Sunday I've had in ages. And what's your views on leftover takeaway? Etiquette expert here.
On the rare occasion that I have a carry out, then I will...
A carry out? Shut up. You always get takeaway.
There's not normally much left over. So I've never really had the sort of... the sensation.
Have you never had, and you went to uni, have you never had leftover...
I did not go to uni, I went to university.
Oh, shut up. Are you telling me you've never had leftover takeaway for breakfast?
I absolutely promise you I've never had it.
Or for lunch? Have you not took it into work?
No. Because I eat it then, because that's good etiquette, is to finish the food that you then take.
You've never had a bit of curry left over and you've had it next day for your tea or for your dinner, for your lunch?
No, because for a start, you're not supposed to reheat rice and things like that.
Are you not? Well, no. I did, and I turned out all right. So I've had gin and de Bonnet chocolates and...
Handmade, with love.
And leftover pizza. Thank you, George, from Chicago.
He is English. What?
And all that jazz.
No.
Take
you did the intro to New York, New York.
Did I?
And then you segued into Chicago.
Did I? No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. What's the Chicago one? Paint my knees up with the stockings down. Dum dum dum. And all that jazz I'm gonna do.
I've never liked this musical.
Have you not?
No.
I'm not like big into musicals, but Chicago's really...
What's your favourite musical?
Is Willy Wonka a musical?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is.
Yeah, I'd say that. Oh, what was that one we went to see?
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. We went to watch that.
You liked that, didn't you?
I really enjoyed that.
I know what you like.
It was, ooh, yeah.
That's going back on tour.
Is it?
Maybe we should try and see if we can go and see that again.
Yeah, you've got chocolate on your tooth there. That's horrible. Looks minging, that. Oh, by the way, as well, mm-hmm. I just want to say, and this can be recorded, I'm sorry I was late again this morning. I had it.
Well, I do feel a bit sorry for you today. Normally I don't. But we were going to meet for a little bit of a, you know, luxury coffee.
Yeah.
Bit of a, you know, tete-a-tete. But then, don't worry. And you got on the wrong train.
Yeah, I do this all the time. I got on the wrong train. From where we record the podcast to where I live, it should only take 8 minutes on the train. But,
Lord alive,
Jordan. I'm so sad. I don't know where that comes. That's the leftover piece.
And this is why I had Weetabix for breakfast.
I'm so sorry. Oh, God. What did you say? Pardon me.
Excuse me.
Oh, I don't know where that goes. It's the pizza and gin.
Whew. I went to a very luxury party the other day.
Oh, did you? Go on, tell us.
A gala dinner in the presence of royalty.
Oh, I heard about this. It was Kate was there, weren't she?
Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge, yes.
Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge was there?
Yes. I didn't, to be fair, when I accepted the invitation, I didn't realise she was in attendance. She wasn't mentioned on the invitation, as sometimes she is.
Did you come in your pants when you seen her?
I was upstanding.
I bet you were.
Well, that is correct etiquette. It was interesting. We were all sitting down ready for the dinner to start, and this man walked in and said... Ladies and gentlemen, Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge. And everybody on my table turned to me as if to go, what do we now do?
Yeah.
So I shot up immediately.
I bet you did.
And everyone followed suit.
I bet they did. You know she's Duchess of Cambridge?
Yes.
What does that get you, like? Free pint in Wetherspoons, free cinema tickets, what? Train tickets?
Do you want her official title?
Go on.
Duchess of Cambridge, Countess of Strathern, and Lady Carrickfergus.
Eh?
It's because when she's in doing official duties in Scotland, she's referred to as the Countess of Strathern. And when she's doing official duties in Northern Ireland, she's known as Lady Carrickfergus.
Right. And does she? And what do you get with that? Apart from a big.
What do you mean? What you get with that?
Name on your passport.
Prestige.
Yeah. All right. Fair one. But oh god, it's repeating on me today. This. I might need some Rennies. But like,
do you know? I've got a funny story about Rennie. I once years ago took my late grandmother, the granny that got me into etiquette, to Buckingham Palace. We did the summer opening because granny had always wanted to sort of look around it. Have you?
I've done it, yeah.
Have you?
With that ex that you didn't like.
Oh, yeah. Enough about them. And anyway, the we were in the throne room, which, can you remember that? The red sort of crimson throne room. And we obviously had our headsets on listening to the audio guide. And
it's great, by the way. You've got to do it. It's
It is very good. Of July to end of September is when it's open.
It's when she's
and selected on, dates in the winter.
It's when she's on a caravan holiday, so you can go into Buckingham Palace. She's in
caravanning in Aberdeenshire.
She's in caravan then for a few weeks, so she opens Buckingham Palace. She's gone. Liz has gone caravanning. Come on.
Princess Anne runs the gift shop.
I bet she does. Go on, anyway.
Anyway, we had our audio headsets on. And as you know, when you're listening to things and you can't hear yourself back, when you then try and talk to somebody, you know you speak a bit louder because you can't hear yourself.
You are? What did you say?
Yeah. Well, Granny, who used to be a nurse, heard somebody obviously go, oh, I've got terrible indigestion. So Granny all of a sudden lunged into her handbag and at the top of her voice, God bless her, in the middle of the throne room goes, I've got a Rennie! And thrust, this poor Australian woman looked completely startled. I was mortified.
You really, and Granny, tell us, is the person that got you, have we talked about your Granny before? Because I know this, she's the person that got you into etiquette,
yes,
isn't she?
Yes, she gave me an etiquette book when I was 12.
And she had a very sharp tongue, am I right? No?
If she didn't like something, she would let you know.
Why am I saying granny's like a posh boy? Most grandparents are like that, though, aren't they? We talked about that last first episode at New Series.
Oh. Anyway, so that was my part. It was very smart. Last week, we teased the G&Divas with where we are going next week on our holiday.
Yeah, we're going on holiday.
We're going on a sexted holiday.
Wendy asked me, she said to me, where are you going again with William next week? Where are you going? And I forgot if it's Monaco or Morocco.
And where is it?
It's near France, isn't it?
So that would be...
Moronico, for morons,
might be appropriate.
Monaco.
Correct.
We'll go Monaco, Morocco.
Now, what is Monaco, a city? Is it a country? Test.
It's a country.
Correct, yes. But yes, that's where we're going next week.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this. We're going for the podcast.
Yeah, we're going for... Basically, I need to go there for work, and I've got a plus one.
And Mikey couldn't go. He's got a big shift. Next week, the podcast is going to be live from Monaco.
Well, live-ish.
We're recording as live. We're recording the podcast in Monaco. Ay, 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 like your coconuts. Your plumpy, juicy raisins are divine.
There are no coconuts in Monaco.
Your apple sliced bananas and your hazelnuts. Gis de colo is divine. Cha, cha, cha.
If you sing that at breakfast, I'll be very cross.
That's how I'm going to come down to breakfast. Do you know what advert that was at?
You're not.
Do you know what advert that was
at? No.
It was the Bran Flakes.
Oh, yeah. I found it. I sent it to you.
From the 90s. Yeah. Like you very much. Obviously, I was not alive in the 90s, so I didn't really see the advert. It's just something I've seen on YouTube.
Anyway, so yeah, we're going to be in Monaco. That's all going to be lovely. You're in charge of... I have told you you're in charge of getting us home. I'm in charge of getting us there and the accommodation. I felt the least you could do, seeing as you've got a free holiday... arrange the return flight.
I'm going to sort the flights. It's my biggest fear. I hate flying.
Gosh. Right. I need a little comfort stop. I'm sure people listening at home do as well. Let's bring this feature back because, you know, we went really well for the last couple of weeks. What? Joke?
Okay. My boss hates it when I shorten his name to Dick. Find out the punchline after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So my boss hates it when I shorten his name to Dick, especially when he's called Steve.
It's not even funny. Do you want to know the gin and bonnet?
Yeah, I'll pour it into
our special G&D cups, which are all available for sale on our website.
Oh, yeah, you can buy yourself a Help I Sexed My Boss cup. If you know someone that loves the podcast, great birthday present.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just washed them pissing jeans. It's gone all down me. Yeah.
There's the gin.
There's the gin. Cheers. Cockle.
Anyway, we've enjoyed the Help Hotline for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, we have the Help Hotline.
It's been very good to chat to some G&D divas. And if you want to talk to us, if you've got a special dilemma, then do leave a message for producer Ben on his mobile. It's 07834 643 255. That number is on the website, sexedmyboss.com.
If you don't want to be part of the Help Hotline, just send him nudes. 07834 643 255.
Especially if your name is Barry.
Yeah, try and get Ben in like a sexted chat and then screenshot it and send them to us.
Help I sexted my producer.
Yeah, Help I sexted my producer and then we can read them all out. Shall we crack on with the episode?
Yes, right, that first question.
I'm pissed. I'm just topping up from the weekend, so tomorrow I'm going to be even more hungover. We've got an interview after this, haven't we?
We do.
Oh, God. Oh, that's not good. We've got a live.
It's live.
I know,
well.
Yeah, right. Should we just crack on with the questions then? Yep. Let's hear from our lovely G&D divas.
Dear William and Jordan, I currently have a bit of a dilemma and I need your opinion on it.
That's what we're here for.
I'm currently seeing someone with the same name as my younger brother, and I want to know if this is weird or not. Should I rename the guy I'm seeing or call my brother something different? Or shall I just keep calling them by their names and be done with it? Would love to know your opinion. Kind regards, Sophie.
This is a fantastic question. I knew someone at uni that had to end a relationship because her fella had the same name as her dad and she just found it really weird.
Gosh. But I think for fathers it's different because surely you call your father, dad, pa, papa, daddy, whatever you want to call him.
Papa, what is it? Pinocchio?
Papa, can you hear me? Or, one for the gays, or... Okay. Or, with your father or your mother, you call them by a name, generally. Yeah. Unless, well, we do calling your parents by their actual name another time, because that's just weird. But with your brother or sister, you don't call them, hello, brother. I mean, you might do, but...
And let's face it, if you're having intercourse and you say the name out, that's a bit weird.
A cuddle.
Weird. Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it? I don't think I could go out with anyone that's got, like, the family name. I don't know. Could you? I used to have a boss whose partner had the same name as him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A boss?
Someone I work with's got the same name as his.
I have two. Well, we'll call them friends. I've got two friends that have the same first name.
Yeah,
and that are married. Sorry, I should just point that out.
What's she called again? The person that
Sophie.
What did she say? What was the question? She.
Well, the person she's seeing is got the same name as her brother.
Yeah, if it's weirding you out that much, maybe start getting a nickname for him because nicknames catch. I'm nicknames catch. So if
do you have a nickname?
Yeah, Dingle.
Oh yeah, of course.
That's what all my friends call me back home. I'm a Burnley fan that went to school in Preston. It's a long story, but yeah.
It's a long and very boring story.
It is. Even now, people call me it. So I think a nickname, because it is a bit weird. I agree with her.
Or deed poll is always an option.
If things you, go well. If Mikey's name was...
James.
James. I was just going to ask. Sorry, James. Yeah. I know he listens. If Mikey's name was James, would you go out with him? Think about it.
If Mike had... because in my brain I know they're two separate people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't... I think actually, Sophie, okay, you're conscious of it and maybe try and get past it. If you can't, then I'm afraid you've got to choose which one you want in your life.
I'm tracking back. Come to think of it, it's just a name, isn't it? Your brother... I think it's a bit weird if it's your
mind
dad.
Mind over matter.
Yeah, it's a mind over... There'll be loads of people, probably people that listen to this, that are going out with someone who's got the same name as the brother or the sister. Or there'll be couples that have the same name as the partner. Mm. Just be careful not to sext your brother instead of your boyfriend.
Yeah, I think you probably in the phone need to change.
Yeah, you need to like
names.
Do you know what? That's good advice.
Like
we are,
boyfriend
we are
or brother.
This.
Just change the brother to brother.
No. Don't say boyfriend and brother because that's still similar. We are smashing this at the moment. The advice: change the names in phone book because
actually change both. Because if let's say your brother is called Adam and your boyfriend is called Adam, and you send a message like, "Can't wait to." Eat
Ravish.
Your cottage pie tonight, and you send that to Adam, but you've changed your brother to... You, do you see what I mean?
It's weird.
I think you've got to change both.
Yeah, definitely change it. There's nothing worse than sending your brother a picture of you in a thong.
Why? Oh, well, let's not go there. Okay, next question. Dear William and Jordan, I was recently on a date with a very lovely gent at a notably classy restaurant in Leeds.
Pizza Express.
After a delightful starter of pan-seared scallops, my main course arrived, which was strip steak.
Oh, Pizza Express has changed since I've been.
Trying my hardest to remember my table manners and impeccable etiquette to impress my date, who was considerably more socially affluent than me, I was eating each bite with alacrity and perfect form until I bit into a piece of gristle.
Alacrity.
Speed.
Okay.
Not wanting to appear downmarket in front of my date, I tried my very best to gnaw through, but to no avail. This put me in a predicament, as it is certainly bad manners to leave the table mid-meal to run to the lavatory to discard a rogue beef sinew, but surely worse to spit it back onto the plate in front of your dining companion. That being said, I chose the former option in lieu of regurgitating my food in front of someone I was already punching above my weight to be on a date with. I can see where this is going. So I suppose, in essence, my question is this. When you have something unpleasant in your mouth, should you run to the lav for a good old spit or politely swallow?
What?
Yours sincerely, James.
These questions. Right, okay. I mean,
why are they coming to us for this advice?
Okay, if you've...
What would you do, darling?
I am trying so hard right now. So hard not to be crude. Oh, that's every fibre and being in my body right now. If I was at a restaurant and I was eating, I do this because I don't like fat. You know when you're like chomping on pork?
Carry on.
Yeah, so you know, pork's quite fatty. Mm. So when I'm like chomping on pork.
I'm supposed to be the mature one.
When I'm chomping on pork, it sometimes like gathers in the mouth, doesn't it? I usually spit it into a bit of tissue. But I'm not a swallower. I never have been. I never will be. What about you?
I think when it's something that, you know, like a bone or a fish bone or a meat bone or a bit of gristle, yes, you can't swallow that. You can't swallow that because that is unpleasant.
So it's okay to spit it into a tissue?
Well, you might not have... If you're in a restaurant, you may not have a tissue with you easily to hand.
Yeah.
So I would either use your left hand if you're right-handed and spit into your right hand, left hand to shield the mouth, into the hand and then pop it on the side of the plate.
Ugh.
Or you could use your napkin as a shield.
Okay.
Yeah, it's grim, but especially in the instance of a bone, if you swallow it, you're going to have a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
So you need to just discard that and get it out of your mouth as quickly as possible.
Okay.
If it's something unpleasant but you can digest it, swallow and carry on. If not, spit it out quickly, hopefully. And if I noticed, let's say we were eating or I was eating with anyone and I noticed they were removing something from their mouth.
Yeah.
I look away.
Yeah, it's polite.
That's the better thing to do.
It's like if somebody farts and you ignore it. You
just, well, it's... Yeah.
It is. We've all been there.
Bring it back to the lowest common denominator.
When someone's trumped... I'm going to burp again.
Or that.
When someone's trumped, you pretend it don't happen, do you? Mm. Right, carry on.
Next question. It's from Louise.
Louise.
Dear William and Jordan, a friend of mine is pregnant and has recently told me the name she has chosen for her child.
Oh, you must be a good friend. She said, told you that.
I won't share it for fear of offending any listeners unfortunate enough to have the same name. But suffice to say, I can only describe it as painfully chavvy. I cannot imagine a person with such a name being taken seriously in, for example, a job interview.
It's definitely Ebony Louise.
Is there any way to politely and subtly encourage my friend to change her mind?
Or Crystal.
Best wishes, Louise.
Or Chardonnay. That's a... Do you know what? The question's been spot on today.
Well, I would say, gosh, how very unusual.
It's a tough one, this, because I, at first, someone very close to me, the names weren't chavvy, don't get me wrong, they weren't chavvy, but someone named their kid and I wasn't keen at first. And now, I love his name. I think he really suits it.
What is it?
It's my nephew, Sebastian, I weren't keen.
Sebastian's a great name!
Right, no, in fact, I've told him this, but... So I love it at first. I weren't.
Do you know Sebastian is the only name? If I weren't called William, and trust me, there's no other name
I
want.
Definitely be a Sebastian.
I would love to be Sebastian.
You'd definitely.
I think it's very hard. Names are so personal. What would you in Burnley? Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
In Burnley, or indeed the area that you live and hang out in, what is considered an upmarket name?
Sebastian. William. I talked about this. I like all the traditional names. A couple of my friends got George, Henry.
Okay.
A couple of my friends' children, which I love. Archie. I love Archie. Love Alfie. I'm thinking that I'm being a bit biased here. I'm trying to... None of my friends have got daughters, by the way. They're all sons. Names you want to avoid. Ebony Louise.
Have you mentioned Ebony Louise quite a lot?
When I worked at Kit Kat Radio, and it always... It always stays with this.
Where the hell is Kit Kat Radio?
At Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Right.
And I worked on Kit... Have you not heard this story?
Kit Kat Radio!
I was starting out. I was 21, I'd just left uni.
That's a couple of years ago.
And I got a summer job at Kit Kat Radio at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And basically, we just used to play tunes. It was more of a tannoy. It was a tannoy across the Pleasure Beach. Can't believe I've never told you this.
Kit Kat Radio. Was it sponsored by Kit Kat?
Yeah, obviously. We need to call ourselves Kit Kat Radio. The year I left, it was Double Decker FM. So, shit joke. So I was at Kit Kat Radio, and basically people used to come in and fill in a little piece of paper, and we'd give them a shout out. And a woman come in, and she was smoking a fag. She had a really strong Mancunian accent. She went, we give our Ebony Louise a shout out. She took a big drag of a fag. I went, yeah, sure. And is it her birthday? I had a DJ voice then. I went, yeah, sure. Is it her birthday? And she went, nah, we've lost her. We haven't seen her for 2 hours. And it always sticks with me, that name. Sorry to anyone that's listening that's called Ebony Louise.
If we do have any listeners called Ebony Louise, can you please write in?
Should she be honest with her friend and say she's not keen? Do you know what? I think you shouldn't. You just got to grin and bear it.
No, I think it's not your choice.
It's not your choice, and that's their child.
And names are so personal.
Yeah, names are so personal.
I mean, I always say good choices of names. It's religious, biblical, basically, or royal.
You always say that, don't you? That's your rule of thumb, religious. See, and mums as well. Mums are really, protective over the children, and she'll resent you. My mum were always on Front Streets for us. Oh, get inside and wash your net curtains, you dirty bitch. My kids are no angels, but I know they won't do that. So, they're very paternal mothers.
Very paternal?
Maternal. Honestly.
You are. Oh,
shut up, Sue, you tart. We've all seen them blokes in and out your house. You know better than me, looking down your nose at me.
Well, there we go. That's the listeners' questions. What have you learned, Jordan?
That was my childhood. Yes. Seriously. That was my
childhood. Mine was so similar. Yeah. What have you learned?
Is that it for the questions? Yeah. I have learned that... what was that word at the start?
Ornithologist.
Yeah, I've learned an ornithologist is someone that is interested in birds. Love birds, me, mate.
Why are you doing your Ben impression?
I don't know. I'm doing my Ben on TalkSport impression, aren't I? Oh, what, mate? My name's Ben and I'm an ornithologist.
I listened to him on TalkSport a few weeks ago. Yeah, because he tweeted about it.
I listen.
Desperate attempt to get listeners.
I tend to listen to BBC Radio 1, especially on a Sunday's 10 till 1. I've also learned...
I'm too busy listening to Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs on Radio 2, so it's fine.
I've also learned...
Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs.
If
88 to 91 FM.
You're an arsehole. That
BBC Radio 2.
You listen to him when I'm on air. I'm offended by that, actually. I've also learned as well... what was the other question?
I'm out of Radio 1's demographic. I don't feel represented.
No, you're not. You're still in it.
Am I?
Just about, yeah.
What is the demographic?
I'm not talking about this because I might get it wrong and probably get sacked. So I'm not going. I've also learned as well that it's okay to spit and that parents are very protective over the children.
And their names.
And their names. Yeah. What have you learned?
I've learned that you now know where Monaco is.
Yes.
I've learned that Gin and De Bonnet chocolates are delicious.
Yes, they are, just like Quality Street. But
I love the fact that you and I are they're not just like Quality Street. You and I are the only people that have actually tasted Gin and De Bonnet chocolates, other than George, who obviously did a
in
huge taste. In the world.
That's amazing, actually.
I know. If we have any listeners in Chicago and you pass Faruka chocolates, you could always go in and commission them to make some.
Caramel barrels, that's what they taste like. I'm joking. I'm winding you up. They're absolutely delicious.
George is never going to speak to me again.
I know.
Well, anyway, that's it. We're through. We're off to Monaco.
So
we'll talk to you next in Monaco.
What's this? Spanish in Monaco, isn't it?
No.
What did he speak?
French.
Oh,
it's not France.
Oh, shit. I know nothing.
What accent is that?
I don't know.
What are you going to wear? You know, we're going for quite a smart dinner.
Are you joking? Why are you just telling me this now?
I actually need to talk you through what you need to pack.
You actually do need to. Do you know what? Just to piss you off, I'm going to turn up in my Burnley tracksuit.
You genuinely won't be let in the restaurant.
I am actually.
You genuinely will not. It'll be a romantic date for producer Ben and I.
Just to annoy you, I'm going to turn up in my trackies.
You will not be let in the restaurant.
Thanks for listening, G and Divas.
Au revoir.
What's French for goodbye? Au revoir, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Au revoir.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.